Entrepreneurs, small business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Welcome to the Business Builders Show. I'm honored to have you with us today. How do you, or can you, build a business in a crowded market? And just how important is it to find employees who are the right fit for your company culture? We'll be covering those topics, and we will talk entrepreneurship with our special guest, Todd Eardley of Vidion Central, on the Business Builder Show today. I'm Marty Wolf, and along with our producer, Tom Jenkins, we're going to do our best to inform, educate, and inspire you, our audience, of entrepreneurs, small business owners, and anyone who is seeking excellence in their personal and professional lives. Our sidekick, Kerry Carney, is off today, Tom, so we'll soldier on again.
Yes, he's on a secret mission.
He's on a secret mission. Tom, last week, our guest was Cal Newport, and he talked about how hard work trumps passion in finding the work you love. The idea is becoming a craftsman at what you do. So although the show, we're not going to talk about Cal's book today, I wanted to go back to something that I saw on Cal's blog this week that ties into what he said and actually ties into our general thought of excellence on the Business Builders Show from Cal Newport's blog, remembering how hard work trumps passion. And it says, words of wisdom. And a reader wrote to Cal, and it says, a reader recently pointed my attention to the following quote from the composer and artist John Cage. Here's the quote. If something is boring after 2 minutes, try it for four. If still boring, then eight, then 16, then 32. Eventually, one discovers that it is not boring at all. Let that one sink in a little bit, because that really ties into Cal Newport, is to work hard, get really good at what you want to be really good at, and that someone will pay you for. So took us off track right from the get-go, Tom, so I need to bring us back. But I like that, so I had to share it.
Sure.
You know? Okay, let's talk about surviving a crowded market. Surviving in a crowded market, it says here, innovation helps, but execution is the key. Now, this comes from a website called Quora, Q-U-O-R-A, and this site is where someplace where you can post questions, business questions, and authors or people, anyone, quite frankly, but it's usually experts, can answer your question. So somebody offered this question up. How do I survive in an already crowded market, and in parentheses it says, without any new innovative product offering as an entrepreneur? So again, how do you survive in a crowded market? Innovation helps, it says. So the answer comes from a CEO of a company called EchoSign, and here is his feedback. He said, well, if you don't have anything innovative to talk about, that's definitely providing a little bit of a challenge. But wait, there's some good news here, quite frankly, because large, crowded markets can be good. And why is that? Because you can scale quickly. Now, what do I mean by large, crowded markets can be good? Because people are already buying the products. Picture the cereal aisle of your grocery store. You got that in your sights? Go to an auto parts store and look at the oil. How many brands? How many? Tom's nodding his head like it's bewildering, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are a couple examples of what we would call crowded markets. But people are buying those products, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to, as an entrepreneur, break into some market like that, what's the answer? Well, what this person responding to this question says, well, you need to think about becoming 10 times better than the current market leaders. So we'll use, I don't know, we'll throw out the name General Mills. Okay. They still make cereal, right? I haven't eaten. They're still there, right, Tom?
I haven't had cereal in a while either.
They're there. And let's see, who does oil? Quaker State.
Okay.
Well, I think of Quaker State, I think of wings anymore.
Well,
but
that's,
you know,
Quaker
locally.
Steak.
Oh, okay. No wonder I have problems there.
Drinking motor oil.
Yeah, yeah. That explains a lot of things. Okay.
People.
That explains a lot of challenges I have with that. So let's get back to it. If you, as an entrepreneur, you want to enter a crowded market, he suggests to be 10 times better than the current market leaders. Okay, so.
Yeah, but what's important there is this is the current market leaders, not the past market leaders.
That's
the
right.
The ones that are going on right now.
Right, because if you're measuring yourself against the past, you're the losers in some cases.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You want to benchmark yourself against the leaders. So here's some ideas. You can be 10 times better possibly in one vertical or one segment of that. You can be really good at finance. You can really be good at sales. You can help companies in one particular part of their businesses as an entrepreneur. Another suggestion, you can be 10 times better for the market is going, not for where it is today. Wayne Gretzky's famous quote is, I go to where I think the puck is going to be, not where it is. So, for instance, they use an example of 10 times better on Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin has been up and down in terms of press one way or another. But can you look at and understand Bitcoin and be a leader in that? Because, quite frankly, there probably aren't any leaders. Can you put together a 10 times better team as an entrepreneur? Difficult. But if you find highly qualified people, and especially in a startup, as a startup entrepreneur, having a powerful team will almost always outsell, outmaneuver, outthink, out-innovate the competition. Maybe you can be 10 times better at either one, narrowing your market so that you're very offering a very specific product. For instance, maybe a healthy cereal for preschool children. Okay. Maybe narrow it down. On the other hand, maybe you want to expand something, add something that the competitor doesn't already have. So it can go either way. But the bigger the market, actually, there's a good opportunity, but you have to figure out a segment. So there's different... hopefully this is making sense, Tom.
Very much so.
In terms of that.
And what it sounded like to me is that it's okay, you don't have a new innovative product, but how about you take the product you do have and make that better than the other products?
For instance... Google was not the first search engine.
Right.
Facebook was not the first social network. LinkedIn was not the first job board. Gmail was not the first email site. iPod was not the first portable music player. By the way, I can't remember who was the first, by the way. They obliterated the market with the iPod.
Yeah.
The iPad was not the first tablet. Now, we know there's a lot of tablets out there. I would assume the bestseller is iPad. And by the way, this information is coming from another person who responded to this question. How can you stand out in a crowded market? And so here's some suggestions that this person came up with. They said... These companies that I just mentioned, they zoomed on what he called the essence of their product, and they executed relentlessly. Google focused on simplicity, speed, and relevance. LinkedIn focused on building dynamic resumes and user acquisition. Gmail focused on speed, security, and a large storage space. iPod focused on simplicity and attractiveness. iPad focused on user friendliness, simplicity in building a dynamic app store. Did you notice a word that I mentioned a couple times?
Simplicity.
Simplicity. That can be a distinctive difference. Make it easy to use. Make it available. Make it easy to use. So, segment one, Tom, already wrapping up. We are going to go to our interview with our special guest, Todd Eardley of Vidion Central. We'll be right back on the Business Builder Show.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. just for calling 877-650-0277. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-650-0277. That's 877-650-0277.
The greatest customer experience I've ever encountered originated in an unlikely location. However, it created a story that's gone viral on YouTube and has been heard in person by over a million people.
Driver, the cab is going to be mine, jumps out of his cab, points at me in the front of the line, and shouts, "Are you ready for the best cab ride of your life?" Said, "I'm Taxi Terry." Great, I got the motivational cab driver.
This is Scott McCain. The lessons I learned from that amazing cab driver form the basis of my new book, Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry, How Every Employee Can Create and Deliver the Ultimate Customer Experience. No matter your position or the size of the organization where you work, you can grow your business and create distinction with these seven lessons. This new book is available on Amazon.com and wherever business books are sold. If a cab driver can deliver the ultimate customer experience, you can too. Discover the tenets to distinctive success in the Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry.
Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. Our special guest today is Mr. Todd Birdley. Hello, Todd.
Hey there, Marty. Great to talk with you.
I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be a lot of fun. Let me introduce Todd. Todd Birdley is the president and CEO of a company called Vidion Central, which he founded in 1997. Todd received his B.S. and M.S. degrees in electrical engineering from Penn State and is a proud native of Center County, which is where Penn State is located. So we have so much to talk about. I'm going to shorten up the introduction because we'll get that all coming out in this conversation, Todd. So again, welcome to the Business Builder Show.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity. Look forward to talking with you and your listeners.
So the first place on it goes, Vidion Central is the name of the company. I kind of know what you do, but explain it to me. What products and or services does Vidion Central offer? And kind of tell me a little bit about your customers. What do they look like?
Sure. Let's start it like this. You know, literally, many of the people that might listen to this show could be our customers. Because if you've ever played back a Blu-ray or a DVD, you probably have used our technology. For years and years, since the start of the business, we've been providing Blu-ray and DVD technology to the likes of Samsung, LG, Sony, Toshiba, Panasonic. Now, what does that mean, providing technology? What it means is that when you press the remote control to, say, play, pause, stop a movie, you're talking to our software that sits in the box and makes the box do what it needs to do. So that's how we got started. Now, the problem is that Blu-ray and DVDs aren't the most popular thing in the world. So lately, what we've done is we've flipped to a new technology and transitioned the company to a thing called Avia, A-V-I-A. And Avia is a personal media streaming technology that exists in the Google Play market. And so it goes out and it looks at your tech, at your products, be it a phone or a tablet or a computer, and it finds your personal media and allows you to play that back from that phone or send it to a TV or what have you. So Avia is our new move forward, and that's being sold to consumers, and it's also being whitelisted, white branded, and sold to LG, Samsung, Sony, and companies like that.
Fascinating. Happening out of beautiful State College, Pennsylvania. I love
you
this.
Believe it.
And again, the show is in several markets. And as we talk, Todd, I want to remind entrepreneurs and our listeners that some of the things that you're going to be sharing can be applied wherever you are. But let's back up a little bit. So that was a great explanation. I finally understand now, Todd.
Awesome. Thank you. And please buy our product, Marty.
We're not going to talk about credit cards or anything like that, Todd. Not just yet. Okay.
All good.
Let's back up. How did you get started? I mean, where did this idea come from? I mean, it's kind of unusual. So did you see a need, or how did all this start?
I started a company here in State College, Pennsylvania, and I really did not know what I was doing, and ultimately that company failed. And, you know, with entrepreneurs, I tend to look at people as being entrepreneurial based on their willingness to take a risk, willingness to pivot, willingness to fail. So I'm very, very willing to do all three of those things. And so when my first company failed, the only logical thing was take a risk, possibly fail again, but definitely pivot. And so I said, look, I have some very smart people I could get my hands on. Why don't I start an engineering service company? And we knew something about optical disc technology. This was happening in 97. So I went out to the West Coast. I borrowed $3,500 from my father. I paid for my ticket to the West Coast, and I went knocking on doors, and I said, if you will give me a $5,000 down payment, I will sell you engineering services for $40 an hour, and I'll guarantee that rate for no less than 6 months. I came back from the West Coast. 2 weeks later, I had $10,000. A month later, we had $40,000. And in the first 6 months, we did $500,000 in sales.
Wow.
All I did was I went to the customer. I made a big ask. I gave them a value proposition. I showed them what we could do. And then the opportunity to sell and to receive result of that sale was obvious.
Great story. A real entrepreneurial story. Great story. So that part went well. You've got customers right out of the gate there. Some other thoughts in terms of your growth at the beginning, like some other ideas of what went well in terms of the growth of the business at the beginning?
Well, what went well is, you know, initially you get that first customer and you say, wow, I have a company and this customer loves me. And then what I realized I needed to do is, you know, one customer does not make a company, you know, 75% of the business.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the attributes of that customer? What do other customers look like that might resemble that customer? So then I started to go out and hard target a wider set of customers. And so I approached that and I expanded my customer base.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said to my customers, you know, you have lots of people calling on you to utilize your technology. And you came to me because you needed extra help. Are there customers that you just can't service? And my customers said, well, of course. And they look like this. And
wow.
I said, well, hey, how about we make a deal? I'll continue to help you, but for all those customers that you can't service, tell them about me, and I'll go help them. So what I did, Marty, was I effectively turned my customers into my sales group.
Wow.
And through that, I started to get into alternative markets. For instance, high-end home theater. For instance, supplying product for in-flight entertainment associated with private jets. It wasn't because I knew those markets. It's because my customers became my selling agents and drove opportunity to me.
Wow. Brilliant. That's excellent. It really is excellent. Yeah, I want to talk about challenges, but I want to back up, and I kind of let it pass, but I shouldn't have, and Carrie just wrote me a note. Go back to something. You said pivot. So what was the first things that you said there? You said take a risk.
Yeah, I think there's three critical things of entrepreneurs. I think there's three critical things of people in general as it applies to the working world. How willing are you to take a risk? Okay, so everybody should think right now, do I like risk or do I not like risk? And then, depending on how much risk you want to take, you might fail. Do you accept failure? Do you get stuck in failure? And then once you get to that failure point or near to that failure point, are you willing to pivot? Are you willing to significantly change who you are, what you do, how you do it? And what I find is serial entrepreneurs and serial intrapreneurs, just as important as being an entrepreneur, have high amplitudes on risk, pivot, and failure.
Pivot so meaning you make adjustments?
You make adjustments. So I'll give you a for instance. I started an engineering service-based company. I am now a product-based company. For us to flip from service to product required deep thinking, deep learning, failure points on my behalf as far as how I led my team, how I constructed my team, how we spent money on research. It was a hard pivot. It was fraught with failure. But if I wanted to stay relevant with the market trends, I needed to switch.
Interesting. Brutal facts of reality.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You had to take a look at it. You had to make some adjustments. Okay. So things were going well. We've got about a minute or so before we have to close out this segment. We have a lot more to talk about, but some primary challenges or problems, whatever you want to call them, at the beginning. You talked a little bit about it, but anything specific that like really hit you upside the head?
Well, I think that there are two things that would be worth talking about. It would be funding, and it would be how you construct partnerships and build a business. And we'll quickly hit the funding thing. When you start a company with no money and you aren't bankable, you have to find creative ways to really, really, really build yourself. And so what I did was I used customer money as much as possible, getting down payments, early payments, accelerated payments, factoring, all sorts of things. People immediately think to start a company, they need to get a bank loan or they need to get venture money or angel money. That's simply not the case.
Yes.
You can utilize your customer. If you have a worthwhile product or service to offer, your customer can be your bank.
Yes, and we are hearing that repeatedly, Todd. That is such good advice. If you don't be creative, number one, like you were, be creative. Think of the options. Don't go to the bank so quick. Don't go to investors so quick. That is such an important lesson. We talk a lot about that on the show. So we need to take a short break. We are with Todd Eardley of Vidion Central. We will be right back after these short messages.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-650-0277. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-650-0277. That's 877-650-0277.
Dear business owner, the shocking truth is many small businesses fail or don't meet the owner's expectations. You want help, but you're not sure where to turn. Maybe you're not sure how a qualified and experienced business coach can help you grow your business. Would a no-risk guarantee of measurable results put your mind at ease about using a business coach? Call Marty Wolf Business Solutions at 570-815-1626 today to learn more about a risk-free offer. A short conversation with Marty Wolf Business Solutions is your first step to benefit from a proven business coach guaranteeing results. Call 570-815-1626 today. This offer is only available to all small business owners located in the continental United States. Want to be a success story instead of a business failure statistic? Then call Marty Wolf Business Solutions today to learn more about this risk-free offer. 570-815-1626.
Informing, educating, and encouraging. The Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. We are having fun, and we are learning from our guest today, Todd Eardley, and he is the president and CEO of a company called Vidion Central. Todd, the best way for people to connect with you, what would you suggest?
Well, the best way to learn about Vidion and a little bit about me is you can go to our website, www.vidion-central.com. And there's all sorts of information about the company. There's videos, and you can get to my email there. And love to talk to people more about business as the opportunity arises.
That actually sets us up beautifully for what I want to talk to you about now. You like working with other entrepreneurs. You are obviously comfortable in the space talking about this. You started something in your market area, which I want to remind people, some of these ideas can be applied no matter where you are. You started something called CREN, C-R-E-N. What does that stand for, and what's it all about?
CREN, really simple. Center Region Entrepreneurial Network. It could be It could be Kansas Regional Entrepreneur Network. It can be anywhere Regional Entrepreneur Network. What is it about? There are chambers of business and industry, and they tend to be networking and selling opportunities. They're not that great necessarily for entrepreneurs that are creating growth and small business type of entities. Mm-hmm. And so what I did was I said, hey, let's get together as an entrepreneurial community. Let's come together and let's just come with one simple rule. Be more interested in those that you're talking to than you are telling your own story. Mm. And if everybody comes with that mindset, all of a sudden you start to learn about one another and you learn about connections. And guess what? You start talking about best practices. And pretty soon you start to have a beautiful network of discussions start to form. And so Kren was started 4 or 5 years ago, and we just had an event here at Vidion about 2-3 weeks ago where we had almost 200 people attending.
Wow. Wow. That's great, Todd. So it's working out really well, obviously.
It is working out really well, and I just want to point out that this is an opportunity for people to get to know each other that they didn't even know existed in this community. And that's the beauty of it, just bringing entrepreneurs together in a very safe haven to learn about this thing called entrepreneurship and business building.
Safe haven. Important words there. What would be some of the topics? Like you have a meeting. What would a meeting look like? What would you, an example of something you might talk about?
Well, people would bring up the topic, have you ever missed payroll and what did you do about it?
Mm.
What about hiring senior staff? And then we start to talk about this thing about starting a business with partners. And partners, boy, that's a really important topic. That's one where I get a little bit passionate about, because partnerships in businesses when you start are very difficult. People want to start a business and immediately they give up stock to say, well, this is my friend, this is that, blah, blah, blah. And I say, wow, you've made your number one mistake that you'll ever make in a business as soon as you structure it with a lot of partners.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind for a minute, I'd love to hear. This one.
We talked about this, Todd, and you grabbed me with this, so it's your mic. Go for it, man.
Wonderful. You know, there is a person that's going to have an idea and a person that's going to stand up a business, and you will need partners. But before you get too many partners, I would advise everybody to ask the partnership 4 basic questions. As a partner, do you first and foremost understand that it's unlimited time that you're going to put into the entity? Most people should be able to cross over that hurdle. The second thing that needs to be asked is, do you understand as a partner that pay is a benefit, not a right? Now it gets a little bit more challenging. Mm-hmm. That's mentally difficult for some people.
Mm-hmm.
The third point of a partnership is that as a partner, do you realize that at any point in the business's history that you might have to put money in proportional to your capacity?
Mm.
That one stops a lot of people in their tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, I can work hard. I don't need a salary, but you want me to put money in? Wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
So that starts to say, maybe that person isn't as big of a partner as what they otherwise would be. But the number one and the fourth question in this train of thinking, and the number one most important, is this. This is the big one. Do you understand as a partner that you're going to sign personal guarantees on all financial transactions, including bank loans, that could, if the business fails, cause you to go into personal bankruptcy?
Whoa. Wow.
But that's the whole thing.
Yes.
If you have people that you believe are partners, that they're not willing to say yes to all those things, then don't give away 25%. Don't give away 50%. Think about that 5 to 10%. And really use those series of questions, both in the good times and the bad times, to make sure that everybody is of the same thought process.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's solid. And if I may add, you talk... The-